Hello and welcome to The Business Beat, KBIA's weekly look at business topics in mid-Missouri. I'm Ryan Famuliner. Coming up later in the show, there's a lot of demand for alternatively raised meat. You've likely noticed words like organic and grass-fed showing up on packaging at stores and in restaurants. Seems like an opportunity for farmers in the Midwest, right?
If change is going to come to the heartland, it's got to come from educated people from the city. But culturally, it's almost impossible to make a change in your operation.
Today's Harvest Public Media Report will tell you about the challenges and rewards of going alternative, and we'll introduce you to farmers who made this switch or are trying to do so. But first, Governor Jay Nixon says more than 75% of the state has access to broadband internet service. As Marshall Griffin reports, the governor recently provided an update on the state's efforts to expand access to rural portions of Missouri at a broadband summit in Jefferson City.
Governor Nixon told the audience of 300-plus that his broadband initiative has enabled small businesses and larger corporations across the state to compete for grants to expand broadband access.
Over the next few years, Missouri will see a minimum of $311 million in our 18 separate Mo Broadband Now projects. All this is fulfilling the vision we had in 2009 for Mo Broadband Now.
But one Republican lawmaker at the summit says some grants have gone to companies where sufficient broadband access already exists. The governor's office says 79% of the state has broadband access. The initiative's goal is to increase access to 95% by the year 2014. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
I'm Ryan Famuliner, and you're listening to The Business Beat. Americans are buying more alternatively raised meat, organic, natural, grass-fed, and the like. But in general, large-scale cattle producers in the Midwest are not cashing in on the trend. Harvest Public Media's Clay Masters tells us about a cattle operation on the plains that's trying to change that.
A lot of hamburgers land on this grill at the Bunkhouse Saloon in the small northern Nebraska town of Valentine. Restaurant owners Bob and Terry Carr also raise cattle, and they understand their local market. Bob says the residents here aren't very interested in organic or other specialty meats, so he'll continue to serve the corn-fed Angus beef he buys from a large food distributor.
We get compliments on our roast beef and dinners and our prime rib and our hamburgers and ribeyes, and they're very happy with them. And if you try to change that, it's really kind of a tough deal.
But the Bunkhouse Saloon notwithstanding, demand for specialty meat is growing in the U.S. Market research company Spins tracks sales of natural and organic beef and pork, and while it's a small market, it's up 19% from last year. Some of this specialty beef is raised just over an hour away from the Bunkhouse Saloon. Prescott Frost drives his large black pickup on a road along one of his pastures. A small gathering of some of his 600 cattle grazes on tall grass. This former stockbroker sold his family's farmland in Illinois 2 years ago. He used the money to buy 6,000 acres of pasture in the sandhills of Nebraska. As Frost drives down the road, he's approached by his neighbor, driving a small all-terrain vehicle.
I'm Prescott Frost. I guess I'm your neighbor.
Yes, you are. We just live over there in the house right along the road. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Unlike most ranchers in this part of the country, Frost doesn't have to know his neighbor. His business partner takes care of the cattle year-round while Frost markets his product, USDA-certified organic grass-fed beef.
No shortage of work to do, is there?
No.
Yeah.
And his customers aren't even from around here. All his Nebraska beef ends up on the coasts, shipped directly to consumers.
Well, they're waiting for me, so I better get going.
Okay, nice to meet you.
Yes, nice to meet you.
All right, we'll see you.
Frost is trying to bring large-scale production, economies of scale, into this niche market. And while he may not know his neighbors, he says he is hoping to prove that alternative production can work in the heart of cattle country. Get him on the topic, and he's intense, even brash.
If change is going to come to the heartland, it's got to come from educated people from the city. But culturally, it's almost impossible to make a change in your operation.
Producing alternative beef also comes with a lot more costs. If it's organic, then the rancher can't use hormonal implants to stimulate growth. Cattle on strictly grass diets need more acres of land and grass to feed on, and it takes cattle longer to gain weight. Galen Erickson, a feedlot specialist at the University of Nebraska, explained.
To me, the economics come down to probably every individual producer and whether they're getting paid enough, if you will, to offset raising beef conventionally. It's quite a large difference between the cost to raise cattle using all the technologies we have today versus organic and versus grass-fed, even an additional cost.
For rancher Bob Carr, owner of the Bunkhouse Saloon, making the change to an alternative product is just not feasible.
For years, when I was on the ranch, and that's all I was doing, if I got to pay my banker off, you know, and if I got him to say that he'd let me go another year, I was just tickled to death.
But let's get back to Prescott Frost, who is trying to build a business model for large-scale production of alternative beef. Frost is using his name, he's the great-grandson of poet Robert Frost, to bring attention to what he calls natural benefits of his beef. But he's also trying to change some market fundamentals.
One of the things that we're trying to do is to eliminate the middlemen in the process, whether it's the meat distributors or the grocery stores, by going direct to the consumer. And so if you take out all those people along the way, then there's more money left over for the farmer and for the consumer.
Frost wants to avoid what's been an opportunity for other producers. Whole Foods Market, the natural and organic food retailer, has built its own supply network to meet that growing demand for organic, natural, and grass-fed beef. Theo Weening, global meat coordinator, says the store only sells organic meat raised close to the store where it's sold, not from bigger producers in large beef states like Nebraska and Texas.
I have programs across the country with the grass-fed. In the beginning, when I did it 3-4 years ago, I didn't know how much it was going to sell, so I made a commitment, and we didn't sell everything, so that made it really hard. So now we really kind of like go out there trying to make sure that whatever we commit to, that we can sell, and then really expand for it. And it has worked tremendously well.
There's only a narrow market right now for someone like Prescott Frost, but he's determined to make it work from Nebraska. I'm Clay Masters, Harvest Public Media.
Thanks for listening to The Business Beat. I'm Ryan Familiner. Remember, podcasts of this show and all our shows are available at kbia.org.